Hey, it's Craig here, and it's episode 246 of the podcast, coming to you live from our sauna, where Denny Fleming, and this is part three of these podcasts with Denny, and here I'm sitting in the sauna. I'm going to get out soon because it will be too hot for me, but Denny's a legend. What, nearly 70 degrees, and he's still got about 40 minutes to go. But again, thank you for all your support over 2023. I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas, New Year, holiday season. And we'll be talking through that period of time. But I got Denny again. And how are you, Dan?
Good, thanks, Craig. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. We just finished a boxing session. I'm getting a bit better.
You're doing very well.
But I'm just trying to work it out that I can only last. I keep thinking I've been going for an hour and it's about 15 minutes, so it's really, really hard work. But one of the things I was chatting to Denny today, and if you've heard his episodes part one and part two, if you haven't, go back and listen to them. And you know, we've been talking about Denny living with the adversity as such of having cancer, and being told pretty much that he only has 6 months left. And Denny is so positive and so optimistic. However, you're saying to me today that you do have fear, or you do know what's around the corner. So tell us about that.
Like, as positive I am and just living, you know, enjoying each day, I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And I saw that with my parents. You know, I lost both my parents to cancer at a young age, 64 and 69, and they were both healthy. And they were living like me, enjoying life. And then just the next day it happens.
Okay.
So I know that's coming. And that, yeah.
And how, like, it was your mum or dad that got cancer first?
My dad.
Okay. And yeah. How did that impact you?
Because
how old were you then?
Oh, I was in my 40s.
Right.
It, to tell you the truth, because he looks so good, I just thought he's going to be all right. Same with my mum. Because they look so good, during chemo and everything, I was in a good mental spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, yeah.
That was quite quick for them.
Very quick.
As yeah. Well. So, you knowing that, okay, that's around the corner, what I was saying to you, we should all know that. Because not being here is around the corner, yeah. Is the same for every one of us, every one of you listening now. That's exactly what we're all living in, that sort of situation. You know that this is what you've been told.
Yeah.
Many of us haven't been told that yet, but it could be in the future. And I've spoken a lot about us wasting days.
Yeah.
So you knowing that.
Yeah.
How does that impact your life?
Okay, that's... it's actually made it easier.
Yeah.
I don't know how to... but it's... that's why I'm not stressed anymore. That's why I'm just sort of... living. It's yeah. Actually made it easier.
Did you stress before?
Oh, massive stressor.
Yeah, you know, really?
I stressed over everything.
What, yeah. Like, give us an example.
Oh, just kids.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Okay.
And I'm just stressed, or I'm just a stressor.
Yeah, okay.
Like, yeah.
So what would your kids, tell me, your kids, how would they notice a difference between Denny now and Denny before?
That, there's no stress. I think, and even all the people close to me, my close friends and all that, who know me, you know, back to front, I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but it's sort of taken a weight off me mentally.
Yeah, okay.
And without even trying to, just naturally, I just sort of embrace it, and I'm just... yeah, the stress is gone.
So did it used to affect your sleep?
Yeah, terrible sleep. Stress affected me big time.
So you just worried before you went to sleep?
And plus, yeah. Because my head injury too, you know, with my cognitive thinking and things like that put me under more stress. But now, I'm just
free.
Free.
And this is, and I
feel like I've got no, sorry, I feel like I've got no weight on my shoulders.
Okay.
I'm so weird.
No. But just imagine, I think shouldn't we all be living like that? I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but shouldn't, like, what am I worrying about? Like, you know, if I think, okay, this was a worry, I've got to get these Christmas presents, or I've got to do this, or I've got to do that, these financial obligations, this client, is this going to, you know, in my situation, is this team going to win? But really, does it matter?
Yeah. I'm getting on so much better now mentally. Because the stress is gone.
Okay, because you're free.
Yeah, I'm free. That's exactly.
But you still have goals.
I got goals.
Still have goals, yeah. and you told us those. You're still coaching.
Yeah.
And you're still working with your athletes. And doing all that. So, I think this is the thing. What we're saying is, you're living for today.
Yep.
Okay. You're more present.
Yep. A lot more present.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot more present.
All right, so, and when you see your kids, how's that change?
It's...
And there's a lot of parents listen to this, so tell me, what's the difference between you now when you see your kids from when pre-cancer?
Okay, perfect way to say it is, now when I'm with my kids, that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I was with my kids physically, but mentally, I was half there.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and thinking about things I didn't even need to think about. I didn't need to think about. Now when I'm with my kids, I don't think of anything else.
Okay. And that's a wonderful thing for all of us to think of, because I know I've been guilty of that, or even with people. If you don't have kids, it might be your partner, it might be your friends. Are you really there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I notice that when you come and see me, that you're really here. You got nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, if the phone rings, you don't care.
Don't care. Unless it's my kids.
Just check if it's not your kids, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, because how many of us live our... I've said this so much. We live our life thinking we're going to live forever.
Yeah.
So we take today for granted.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we take those moments... with our children, with our loved ones, for granted.
Yeah.
So that's what your kids would say. Dad's here now.
I can say the good thing about this is that the time I've got, however long, you know, it is, well, I'm able to give my kids that. Whereas if you can get caught out and things just hit you all of a sudden, you didn't have time to fix that, or, you know, to improve yourself.
Okay, and this gets back to something that I've talked about before. I think I've shared it with you, this concept of the deathbed scorecard. You know, that if you're on your deathbed, you know, what are the things you want to tick off? And for you, it's very much this relationship with your children.
Yeah, and friends.
Yeah.
And,
Just
being around the people that are... that have done a lot for me. Yeah.
Okay. So it's nearly like, so cancer, and that's what we're living with it. Okay. Living with this situation. However, you can see the positives in it. Even you can see the positives in it, about being present.
Yeah. Even to the, like, that's why I want to stay involved in boxing as long as I'm coaching. Okay. I'll stay involved in boxing because I owe it so much because of the people I've met and what they've done for me in the past.
I'm going to ask you a question because we both work with athletes. You know, what's the difference between the good and the great athletes that you've worked with?
That staying on that straight line.
Yeah.
Staying on that. On that goal,
one step in front of the other.
Yeah, and not, you know, little as like upsets and things that happen through your journey. It happens to everyone, and they still just stay.
Yeah,
stay there, and they yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that is great. You have a happy Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to cut this on it because I'm dying. Yeah, in sitting here. But you're going to stay in, and we'll continue doing that. And then we'll record another episode again. But I think that message today, over this period, this busy period, be present. Be really present, because every one of us is living with something we don't know around the corner. So let's not get caught up in worrying about the future that mightn't even be there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Craig.
All right. And as always, everyone, just go and make the world, if you can, do your very best in any small way, make the world a better place.